What's going on, people? It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, man, and I'm back at it on this beautiful Wednesday evening. I'm good energy right now for me, for real. I got off work today, man, and I felt pretty good. But today I want to get into talking about surrounding yourself around strong-minded people, you know, and I think that's something that's going to definitely be something that help everybody. Evaluating your circle, in a way, you know, I think that's big. Being able to evaluate your circle, like, I don't think a lot of people understand that too. I know I say that a lot, but shit, like, honestly, I really, you know, sat when I was thinking one day and just really sat and thought, like, being the people you bring around you and bring in your aura and, you know what I'm saying, use your energy amongst, that shit is super big for any type of success in anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so big in a way where I feel like that's like, it's so monumental. Like, it's a lot of things people tell you about, you know, you can do this, you can do that, you can do that, you can do this, and all that stuff be, you know what I mean? You know, it's advice, so, you know what I mean? But in reality, who you bring around you is big. That shit, like, the influence on who around you is so subtle that you can barely even, you get what I'm saying? Like, you can barely, it be so subtle that you be like, damn, I caught myself doing that. Because, you know what I'm saying? The influence of around you, you know what I'm saying? Because we all human beings, and I feel like we all gonna reciprocate energy of people we around, you know what I'm saying? Reciprocate, whether it's good or bad, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, whatever around your circle, whatever you discuss, whatever you think about, or, you know, brainstorm with friends and stuff like that, any of that creativity thing with your friends, that's an aura thing that you're gonna have to reciprocate energy with. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things ain't finna be made if the energy ain't there. I feel like that's the difference between a lot. Like, we don't highly see that much. I feel like, I most definitely feel like we don't highly see that much. Because I be in a state where you just seeing people be together and they not even, nothing is in common. You know what I'm saying? And it is a saying, they say, opposites attract. Which may be true. But in my eyes, I just feel like having somebody who isn't like-minded is so, you know what I'm saying, different. Especially if you like a goal chaser. Like, if you a goal chaser and you like chasing your dreams and like doing things like that and feel like you can become anything you want, the energy around you is super, super big. Because that shit had you like, a motherfucker say some shit that had you like, damn, way to goddamn blow, you know what I'm saying, way to goddamn blow the mood. Like, That shit means a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I think another thing is having, like, strong-minded people around you is, for one, they go first, you know what I'm saying? They, like, go first people. And what I mean by go first is, you know what I'm saying, from a simple conversation with a person at work, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about going to do something, maybe, I'm going to give an example, maybe for, like, y'all talking about skydiving and stuff like that. They'll go first ahead. A strong-minded person will be like, yeah, let's go do it. You know what I'm saying? I'll go first. You know what I'm saying? Offering their, you know what I'm saying, their energy to the situation. Like, okay, that's one thing of a strong-minded person. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I mainly think is very great. You know what I'm saying? A strong-minded person ain't going to be y'all discussing something and bringing down it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you, a strong-minded person, it's about bringing some action to it. So I think that's good for having a strong-minded person too. And strong-minded people, like I said, they're willing to experiment. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by experiment is more so of, they know something probably ain't the best of their knowledge, but they'll go out and experiment on it just to see. Maybe I got a hidden gift here. You know what I'm saying? They not just, nah, that ain't what I'm on. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You get that a lot with people. Oh, that ain't what I do. You know what I'm saying? I was a young knucklehead nigga who said shit like that too when I was young. Knucklehead ass nigga. Saying stupid shit like that. That ain't what I do. What the fuck you mean that ain't what you do? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's a lot of shit that I tell my younger self. But that's for another podcast episode. But back to this. Strong-minded people. And I think one thing also is strong-minded people, they appreciate failures. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by appreciate them, in a way of it's always taken as a learning experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was never taken as, fuck, I ruined it. You know what I'm saying? It was never anything like that. It was appreciative. Like, okay, I put that together wrong. Well, I didn't put it together right, but I learned through the process on how to put it together. So in the near future, I would know, you know what I'm saying, what steps not to miss. And you know what I mean? If I'm creating or doing something, anything of that nature of, you know, that's going to help me out and not be able to look back on it. That's one thing about it. Appreciating that failure is, it's almost a hidden gem too. Because a lot of people, they don't, you know what I'm saying, you just sit and see, people don't really take it right, you know what I'm saying, and it does matter who, you know what I'm saying, whatever, what are the failures, you know, some people hold, got different value for different things, but, like, you have to really sit and appreciate the failure, you know, I think that's something you got to, and one thing I do know about strong-minded people, even just being around with somebody who's strong-minded, if they out here doing what they need to do, you know, handling their business, you know what I'm saying, got life looking like it's, you know what I'm saying, in a particular way where they want it to go, they not out here chasing immediate gratification. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I always say, like, people who brag about doing grown-up things. You know what I'm saying? Well, I just did, you know, I understand people be happy and shit, but, like, once you get to a certain level, it's grown-up shit. Okay, you got your, you know what I'm saying, you did that. It's not nobody's, somebody, a strong-minded person not looking for somebody to always give them a compliment. You know what I'm saying? They not doing something and then immediately looking like, yeah, I did it. What, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even like a celeb thing. It's not a celebrity thing. It's not a celeb contest with a strong-minded person, I feel like. They not looking for you to do anything for them. They not looking for you to compliment. It's coming from somewhere within them because they strong-minded. They ain't worried about what somebody else thinking about, you know, another, like, thinking about doing something for the incentive at the end. You know, you don't want to always be around somebody, they'll tear you down, you know what I'm saying, just being around somebody who gonna always have an incentive type of mentality. You know what I'm saying, we gonna do this for that, even though everybody got goals. I feel like that's big too, you know what I mean, you got goals, you feel like your goals should be a great incentive to yourself. But you don't want to be around somebody who feel like every time they do something, it's got to be a reward at the end. You know what I'm saying? Or they looking for some type of, you know, like some type of gratification. Like, oh yeah, I didn't. Nah, you don't need nothing. You know what I'm saying? You do what you do. You do what you do and you keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? You handle it. That's what real men do. You know what I'm saying? They take care of shit and don't speak on it. You know what I mean? It's, hey, that's what I'm here to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what separate boys from men. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you hear what people doing, you know, bragging about shit. It's like, okay, cool. But you do that shit and handle your business. You know what I'm saying? Keep it moving. All right. And I got another one for you. Strong-minded people, they think in terms of opportunities. You know what I'm saying? That's one big thing for them, too. They speaking of it as, my boy Nip say, How long till opportunity meets preparation? You know what I'm saying? You looking at different things in your life as an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You're not looking at it as, damn, man, it's a limit to me. You know, nah, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You got this. Use that as an opportunity to get where you want to go. Niggas be like, oh, I ain't working at no job. Nah, my boy, he going to go get the job. Shit, he don't care where it's at. As long as a check coming in and it's an opportunity for him to do something that he know he could use that small block in his life, you know, and grow from that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody starts somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where we got to really defer to, because I feel like a lot of people miss that. You know what I mean? Everybody starts from somewhere. Nobody grew up and was boom who they are today. You know what I'm saying? Everybody started somewhere. They learned and did what they had to do to become who the person they want to be. You know? So we got to definitely get that out of there. Stop get thinking everything is so instant. Nah, man. People start from somewhere. So don't... You don't want to be having yourself around people who talk about limits, having limitations. Oh, you don't want to do, you know, no, you want to always dream big. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk to somebody and they limiting your thing. And now listen, now it's another thing to be realization. That's big. You know, you really want to have realization, but don't ever be too fond with somebody who's talking about limiting themselves about things. You don't want to have somebody limited themselves about things. Okay. And another great thing that strong-minded people are very good at, they deal with other people in a great way. You know what I'm saying? They know how to deal with a certain type of person. You know what I'm saying? You may be dealing with a flamboyant person, so they know how to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Or you may be dealing with a more quiet person. They know how to deal with that. More reclusive person. They know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? They deal with that in different ways. You know what I'm saying? That's a super trait. If you ever want to know, you know, just by thinking if somebody's strong-minded, if you ever second-guessing, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, they can't defer certain things. But in that particular thing, I think knowing that, seeing how they move around with different people, you know what I'm saying? That's strong-minded. Don't ever... You know what I'm saying? Be somebody, you know, you can kind of tell when somebody not superly strong-minded when it's always the same attitude with everybody. You see what I'm saying? Now, I know it sounds weird, you know, people, you know, but think about it. Just think about it. I just want y'all to think about that. It is always, just think about that, though. Think about that. People who tend to have the same attitude with everybody, the same tone, the same conversation, it's the same demeanor all the time with every person they talk to, is, you know, because sometimes you got to be flexible. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to flex. You know, you got to know how to goddamn maneuver. You know what I'm saying? You can be talking to the head of Nike a certain way, but you ain't going to talk to your goddamn auntie that way. You get what I'm saying? It's levels to it. So that's another strong point in knowing if somebody got a strong mind and the type of person you would like to have around you. You know what I'm saying? Just somebody who's flexible and able to deal with others in different manners. You know what I'm saying? Different, you know, just being able to be flexible with it. All right. And another thing for somebody who has strong mind, who's very strong minded, is people, they're firm on their goddamn values. Excuse me. They're firm on them values. Like, they got certain things they want to do, or they got certain things that they put in their life. That is one definition of a strong-minded person. Somebody who has firm values. And it could be religion. It could be, you know what I mean, a spiritual thing. You know what I'm saying? Shit, it could be a physical thing. You know what I mean? But if you look with somebody and you know what I'm saying, and you watching and knowing if they strong-minded, they values. A lot of people value things and be lying, you know, just saying shit. But a mug who, somebody who moves around in a great manner is somebody who, you know, brings great, great value. You know what I'm saying? They bring value to certain things. They not just out here on some knucklehead shit, running around with like a chicken with their head cut off. You know what I'm saying? They not doing that. They out here maintaining. They out here knowing what to do and what not to do. They bringing value to different things. Certain things get certain energy. I think that's what we need to push to for the future. Certain things get certain energy. Everything don't get the same energy, you know? That reverts back to goddamn what I just said last time. You know what I'm saying? Being able to be flexible. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to bring that type of energy to a goddamn board meeting, a chairman meeting, or some shit, let the same energy you bring it to the basketball game, man. Nah, man, you don't bring that energy there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's levels to things. It's levels to things. All right? And there's one thing that might be weird, but I got another one. Strong-minded people know how to say no. to a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, strong-minded people definitely know how to say no to a lot of things. I feel like if you're not able to say no to some things, it's going to be tough for you. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're so passive. Okay, yeah, you know, I could tell a nigga no. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it, you know what I mean? That's big. Being able to say no is one of the simplest things. But damn, it's hard for people out here to do that. But that's one thing too. And one thing, I think one more I got is strong-minded people, they tend to do things with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? This is probably the biggest one for me. It's a purpose-driven thing. You know what I'm saying? Why not live with a purpose? You know what I'm saying? Move with a certain level of, you know what I'm saying, distinction about yourself that lets you know you got a purpose going on. You ain't out here just doing shit to be doing shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a purpose for what you out here doing. That is one of the biggest things to represent, if not the biggest, I feel like, in my eyes. If you can watch somebody and they moving with a purpose, and I mean, and not no bullshit purpose, you know, just trying to make shit just to be doing shit. No, somebody who's really out here trying to make a change or something, or make somebody aware of something, that is super, super example of being strong-minded. You know what I'm saying? Not caring what nobody else saying, what you got to do. No, this is what I'm here to do. I'm going to handle this. You know what I mean? That's strong-minded. It's almost like bringing a Mamba mentality to it, you know? You want to bring that mentality to a level where you know it's like, shit, this is what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? This is what I was born for. You know what I'm saying? That purpose. Driven. That's all, man. That's all. But, yeah. It's been a, get a little bit off topic, excuse me. But, it's been a decent week. You know what I'm saying? Today was one of the few days where I'm feeling good right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, my energy level is pretty good. I feel like I'm just in a great space right now with everything. You know what I'm saying? I feel like life is, you know what I'm saying, starting to even out, balance. I'm getting better with myself. I feel a lot more healthier. You know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying, I need to get more. I told myself I want to do a little more exercising. I want to do a little more exercising, you know, focus on that, you know what I mean, just at least, if anything, you know, for myself, just get my cardio up, nothing too crazy, just be in a good mood to get my cardio up and stay in tune and in touch with that, you know, that's a big one. But yeah, life just been, you know what I mean, pretty steady, and that's all I've been on, man, living life at a great rate right now. Making sure everything is cool, calm, and collective. That's pretty big for me right now. But, yeah, for near future, man, like I said again, let's get some feedback on some of these podcasts, man. Write a few reviews. Write them down. I'm everywhere. You can write a review on Google Podcasts. You can goddamn write one on Apple Podcasts. You know what I'm saying? So I really want y'all to... You know what I'm saying? Anybody who listening out there, give me a little review just for a little motivation. Nothing too crazy. Just a little motivation. You know what I mean? To keep me going. I don't think y'all understand that. Just a little response. You know what I'm saying? Doing what you're doing. You know, just little things to keep people going. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what we need to focus on. But yeah, for sure, man. Leave a comment. Anything. Let me know what's going on with y'all. And once again, this episode with Daily Talks with Link. And I want everybody out there to stay safe and have a blessed evening. Peace.